Our scripture reading comes from the book of John.
我们会读, 圣经, 约翰福音。
John chapter 20, verses 1 to 21. I'll read in English, and Brother Wei Min will then read in Mandarin.
我们会读约翰福音第20章, 从第一节到21节, 先用英文读, 然后用中文再读一遍。
The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth that the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciples, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet when he was not there. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw, and he believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had laid. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, when the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then when the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord, then Jesus said to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. The Lord bless the public reading of his holy word.
我们来读约翰福音第20章,从第一节到21节。 七日的第一日清早,天还黑的时候,摩大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里,看见石头从坟墓挪开了。 就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说： 有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。彼得和那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去，两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓，低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是在另一处掩着卷着。先到了坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了，因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。于是两个门徒回到自己的住处去了，玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说，妇人，你为什么哭？他说，因为有人把我主挪去了，我不知道放在哪里。说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说，妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为是看院的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。耶稣说，玛利亚。玛利亚就转过来用希伯来话对他说，拉波尼，拉波尼就是父子的意思。耶稣说，不要摸我，因我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，就也是你们的父，见我的神也是你们的神。抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主。他又将主对他说的话告诉他们。那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说，愿你们平安。说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。耶稣对他们说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。愿主祝福他自己的话。
This morning, together with millions of Christians around the world, we are celebrating the power and the glory of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
今天早上，我们与全世界成千上百万的基督徒们一同在纪念并庆祝这个主耶稣，他那一个从死里复活的那个大能。
Jesus is alive. Indeed, he is.
耶稣是活着，他实在是活着。
We have sang to the fact that he is alive, and the choir has declared in their anthem that Jesus is alive. Hallelujah.
刚才我们所唱的诗告诉我们耶稣是活着的，诗班为我们所献的诗也在那里宣告说耶稣是活着的。
Peter Lewis declared this.
彼得在那里说，
Without the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Christian faith would have been stillborn.
彼得路易斯在那里他曾经说，如果没有身体的复活，那我们基督徒的那个信仰好像是一个死的。
He went on to say, for a living faith cannot survive a dead Savior.
那他又继续说，一个活的信心是不能够建立在一个死的身体上。
If Jesus did not rise from the grave, our faith is in vain.
如果耶稣没有从坟墓里复活的话，我们的信心就是虚空的。
We will not be here declaring the word of God.
我们就不会在这里宣告神的话。
And you will not be here listening to the word of God.
也不会在这里听神的话。
Our faith is in vain.
我们的信心就好像是虚空的。
If Jesus did not rise from the grave.
如果耶稣没有从死里复活的话。
On that first Easter Sunday in AD 33,
那在1832年的那一个复活节的早复活日
in the wee hours of the morning,
啊，就是在那一个很奇怪的那个时间里头，
a group of women were walking quietly to visit the grave of our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，有一些的妇人们，他们静悄悄的去到耶稣的坟墓那里。
And when they arrive at the tomb, a shocking sight greets them.
当他们来到坟墓的时候，他们看见了一个令人惊奇的现象。
The soldiers are unconscious on the ground.
那就是这些兵丁们，他们好像是昏迷了。
The seal is broken.
那个坟墓的石头给挪开了。
The stone has been rolled away.
这个石头被滚开了。
And the tomb is empty.
那坟墓是空的。
When the woman look inside, their shock turns to alarm.
当他们看这坟墓里面的时候，他们更加吃惊了。
The tomb is empty.
这个坟墓是空的。
Someone has taken the body of Jesus.
有人把耶稣的身体取去了。
What happened?
发生了什么呢？
Where is his body?
他的身体在哪里呢？
Why is the tomb empty?
为什么坟墓是空的呢？
What does this mean?
这是说明什么呢？
Did Jesus really rise from the dead?
耶稣是不是真的从死里复活了呢？
These are the pertinent questions.
这好像是一个很实际的问题。
That confronted the group of ladies that came to the grave on that first Easter morning.
那这就是那一些的妇人们，他们在第一个的复活节的时候，来到坟墓那里所面对的这些问题。
And that same question, did Jesus rise from the dead, confronts mankind today.
那也是同样的一个问题，就是耶稣从死里复活，今天也是世界上所有的人所面对的这个问题。
And friends, it may be confronting you this morning.
朋友们，这个问题也是今天对你也许是也是一个挑战。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 3,
在使徒行传第一章第八节，
we read there are many convincing proofs that Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
我们就看到有很多的事实来说明耶稣是从死里复活了。
What are those proofs?
那这些的那个凭据在哪里呢？
And can we trust them?
我们是不是能够相信这些凭据呢？
This morning, friends, I invite you to join me as we carefully examine the evidence of his resurrection.
朋友们，今天早上我要邀请你们跟我一同来看这主耶稣复活的这些凭据。
By looking at the facts as presented in the gospel accounts,
当我们来看在福音书卷里面所说的这些的证据，
we will look at 7 pieces of evidence.
我们要来看七个证据
that surrounding the events that occurred on that first Easter Sunday.
这七个证据就是围绕在那一个第一个复活节所发生的事。
First of all, we want to talk about the Roman guard.
首先我们要说这个罗马的兵丁。
After Jesus was buried,
当耶稣被埋葬了以后，
Pontius Pilate ordered a Roman guard placed around the tomb.
本丢比拉多就把罗马的兵丁分布在坟墓的周围。
Such a guard usually consisted of 16 men.
这样的保护呢，一般的来说有16个兵丁会在坟墓的周围。
Four soldiers would have been placed immediately in front of the tomb.
有四个兵丁会直接的放在这个坟墓的门口。
With the other 12 sleeping in semicircle in front of them.
另外12个的兵丁会围绕这个坟墓有一个围着一个半圈。
And the guards change shift every 4 hours.
这些兵丁每四个小时会轮换一次。
These soldiers were the elite.
他们是军队中的精英精兵。
The most highly trained fighting force in the world.
他们是在当时那个时候被训练来对付任何严重的事情。
The penalty for failure to guard a prisoner or for falling asleep on duty was death.
对他们来说，如果他们在这个执行任务中他们失败了，或者他们在看守这个囚犯的时候睡着了，他们的惩罚就是死亡。
Sometimes they were burned alive in a fire made from their own clothes.
有的时候他们会被这个火 活火的烧死，这些火是用他们自己的衣服点起来的。
Believe me, these soldiers had every reason to stay wide awake.
请相信我，这些兵丁们他们有绝对有所有的理由让他们能够警醒守护在那里。
Certainly no one could have gotten past them to steal the body from the tomb.
没有一个人能够经过这些兵丁来把这个坟墓里的身体给拿去。
Secondly, let's look at the stone.
第二个，让我们来看这个石头。
Frank Morrison calls the stone the one silent and infallible witness to the whole episode.
有一个人，他的名字叫 Frank Morrison， 他说这块石头是一个无声的一个见证。
Well, you may ask, who is Frank Morrison?
你也许会问说，这个 Frank Morrison 是谁呢？
Let me give you a little background of Frank Morrison.
那我给你一点关于那个 Frank Morrison 的他的背景。
Frank Morrison was a lawyer.
Frank Morrison 他是一位律师。
He did not believe that Christ rose from the grave.
他不相信基督是从死里复活。
And he rejected the resurrection of Jesus Christ as a myth.
他拒绝了这个耶稣基督从死里复活是一个的奥秘。
He set out to write a book with all the evidences that he could gather.
所以他就把他所有能够收集的这些证据放在一起写了一本书。
To refute that Christ rose from the grave.
来反驳就是耶稣从死里复活。
All the evidences he examined critically as a lawyer.
所以作为一个律师，他很仔细地看了这些的证据。
With all his critical faculties.
这是用他那一个的持的批评的态度来看。
However, he came to the overwhelming conviction.
但是呢，他最后所得到的结果是
that totally convinced him that Christ rose from the grave.
就是从这些证据中间他完全的被信服了，那就是基督是从死里复活。
He wanted to write a book refuting that Christ rose from the grave.
他曾经是想写一本书来辩驳耶稣从死里复活。
But he landed up writing a book confirming the veracity of the fact that Jesus rose from the grave.
但是呢，最终呢，他却写了一本书是来证明，从不同的方面来证明耶稣是从死里复活。
Jesus indeed rose from the grave.
耶稣实在是从坟墓里复活的。
Frank Morrison's book is entitled Who Moved the Stone?
Frank Morrison 他写的这本书就是书的名字是谁把石头挪开了。
And if you can get hold of that book, please read it.
如果你能够找到这本书的话，我请你能够读一下。
The stone outside the grave of Jesus was of enormous size.
这个放在耶稣坟墓口的那块石头是非常大的。
And doubtless weighed more than 2 tons.
毫无怀疑的，这块石头有重量有超过2吨。
It was so heavy that the women who came on Sunday morning knew that they couldn't move it.
所以这块石头是那样的重，所以当那天早上这些妇女们来到坟墓的时候，他们知道他们绝对没有办法能够把这块石头挪开的。
Once the stone is rolled into place, it would take 2 or 3 men to roll it out.
这个会至少要有两三个强壮的男人能够把这块石头给挪开。
The Gospels also tell us that the soldiers sealed the tomb.
福音书也告诉我们，这些兵丁们把这个石头放在坟墓的门口，并且把它给封起来的。
Which meant that they stretched a cord over the rock. And fastened it at either end with a sealing compound.
也许就是他们把那个用绳子把这块石头从那个坟墓那里围起来绑起来的。
Then they stamped it with the seal of the Roman governor.
然后并且把这个绳子呢用这个罗马的这个政权的那个印呢给封起来的。
The penalty for breaking the seal was death.
在那个时候，如果把罗马帝国的这个印给拆开的话呢，你会死的。
This again argues any attempts to steal the body.
那这个就是说，就是阻止了任何人想要把这个身体给拿去。
Thirdly, we want to look at the grave clothes.
第三个，我们要看这个衣服。
Both Luke and John comment on the condition of the grave clothes in the tomb.
那就是，路加和那个，路加福音里面也说到这个衣服的这个布的这个，当时的情形。
They found the linen wrapping sheets still in place with the cloth that covered the face folded to the side.
他们看见那个细麻布和那个裹头的巾仍然在那里。
Evidently, the spices and resins had hardened the cloth into the shape of Jesus' body.
当时那些的布因为是遮在耶稣的身上，是用那些沉香没药所浸过的。因着这个浸过的这个缘故呢，这些布料呢就有发硬。
Leaving the appearance of a cocoon after the butterfly has escaped.
那就因为这个细麻布裹头巾发硬了以后呢，就留下一个好像身体的形状在那里。
How do you explain that fact?
你怎样能够解释这个情这个事实呢？
Grave robbers would have taken the body without unwrapping it.
那就是如果说是有人来偷盗的话呢，他们一定会把身体和那个布呢一起拿走。
Or they would have unwrapped it and thrown the winding sheets to the side.
或者他们会把这个布呢，包身体的布呢给卷起来放在一边。
No one steals a body and then rewraps the grave clothes.
没有人会把这个身体给偷去以后重新把这个布呢给放好。
I believe that when Jesus rose from the dead,
我相信当耶稣从死里复活的时候，
He passed right through the grave clothes.
他是直接穿过了那个细麻布，
leaving behind the linen wrappings just as John and Peter found them.
他就留下了这个细麻布呢，就像约翰在那里所描述的。
Fourthly, we want to look at the empty tomb.
第四个，我们要看那个空的坟墓。
The skeptics, however, have never been able to explain the following fact.
那些持怀疑态度的人，他们一直都没有办法能够解释以下的这些事实。
When Mary arrived on Sunday morning at the tomb was empty.
当玛利亚在主日的早上来到坟墓的时候，那个坟墓是空的。
When Peter and John arrived,The tomb was empty.
当彼得和约翰来到坟墓的时候，那个坟墓也是空的。
When the other disciples arrived, they found the tomb empty.
当其他的门徒们来到坟墓的时候，他们也看见这个坟墓是空的。
When the Jews inspected the tomb, it was empty.
当犹太人他们来查看这个坟墓的时候，坟墓也是空的。
When the Roman soldiers woke up, it was empty.
当罗马的守护的兵丁们他们醒来的时候，他们发现这个坟墓也是空的。
No one has ever disputed that fact.
没有人，从来都没有人来是能够辩驳这个的事实。
Think about it.
想一想。
Within a few weeks of the crucifixion, the disciples were publicly preaching that Jesus had risen from the dead.
想一想，就是当耶稣被钉的时候，以后的几个礼拜当中，主的这些门徒们，他们在那里公开的宣告主的复活。
If they had been lying or hallucinating,
如果他们是说谎的，或者他们是存有幻觉的话，
All the authorities had to do was to go to the tomb, drag the dead body and hang it up so that people can see that his body is still there.
所以当时如果这些罗马的官们他们想要来说这些门徒们所传的耶稣复活是谎言的话，很简单，他们可以去坟墓那里把那个身体拿出来给大家看，来证明说这些门徒们所传的是谎言。
And that would have been the end of the Christian movement.
那这个就会，如果是这样的话呢，那就会是基督教的一个的结束。
But they couldn't do it because the tomb was empty.
但是他们没有办法这样做，因为坟墓是空的。
And the body was gone.
身体已经没有了。
So they had no answer to the preaching of the apostles.
所以他们对使徒们所传的这个，他们没有办法来回答。
The silence of the Jews is as eloquent as the speech of the Christians.
这些犹太人们他们的这些沉默，就好像当时那些门徒们所传福音的那样的口口是道。
Fifthly, we move on to the resurrection appearances.
第五个我们要来看的，那就是复活以后的显现。
The New Testament records at least 12 separate appearances of Jesus after his resurrection.
在新约里面有讲到耶稣复活以后显现至少有12次。
He appeared sometimes to individuals such as Mary and Peter.
他有的时候向个人显现，好像是玛利亚和彼得。
Sometimes to a small group, such as his disciples.
有的时候他向他的一小批的那个门徒们显现。
And at least once to a group of 500 people.
至少有一次是向500个人显现。
Still later, he was seen by Stephen at his death.
最后他也是向史蒂凡显现。
He was seen by Paul at his conversion.
当保罗被转变的时候，他也看见了主。
And by John on the Isle of Patmos.
在约翰在拔摩海岛也看见主。
Please note that all of these are eyewitness accounts.
请大家记得，所有这些都是这些见证人他们眼睛亲眼所看见的。
You may dismiss one or two of them as wishful thinking.
你也许会说如果只有一两次的话，只是你的希望而已。
But it is not possible to dismiss them all.
但是你没有办法能够来否认所有这些的显现。
The accumulated weight of all the appearances is overwhelming.
所有这些的显现所聚集起来的这些证据，真是漫过一切的。
They point to one conclusion and only one.
他们所有这些都指着一个的结果，只有一个结果。
That Jesus Christ rose. From the dead.
那就是耶稣基督从死里复活。
And sixthly, we want to look at the initial unbelief.
第六个我们要来看一开始的时候的不信。
I have always considered it a point in favor of the resurrection.
我总是把这个看作好像是对这个复活是有益处的。
That all the gospel writers agree that none of the disciples were expecting a resurrection.
因为这些福音书告诉我们，耶稣的门徒中间没有一个是期待着耶稣复活的，或者会想到耶稣会复活的。
And none of the disciples believed it at first.
所有没有一个门徒在一开始的时候就相信耶稣会复活。
Luke tells us that when the women who saw Jesus reported this to the disciples,
路加在那里告诉我们，当这些妇女们告诉他的主的门徒耶稣复活，
They thought that it was an idle tale. Idle tale.
Just 他们就觉得好像这些妇女们是在那里只是讲一个故事而已。
Just wishful thinking.
只是在他们在那里一个的想望。
They had to be convinced against their will that Jesus rose from the dead.
他们要好像要被说服耶稣真的是复活的。
This is a great argument in favor of the resurrection.
所以这个对这个复活来说，这些的疑惑是一个是有益处的。
And seventhly, the radically changed disciples.
第七个我们要看的就是门徒们的改变。
We want to look at the state of the disciples.
我们要看门徒们的信心。
Consider their state on Friday night.
想一想，在礼拜五晚上的时候，他们的情形。
They were frightened.
他们害怕。
They were confused.
他们迷茫。
They were dazed. Dazed. Fearful.
他们害怕。
They were disoriented.
他们好像迷失了方向。
And disheartened.
他们难过。
Every one of them was running for cover.
So 每一个人都逃了去找躲避的地方。
They truly believed Jesus was dead.
他们真的相信耶稣死了。
And that they would never see him again.
他们相信他们永远不会再见到耶稣了。
In their minds, Jesus was gone forever.
在他们头脑的里面，耶稣是永远的去了。
Peter denied him.
彼得否认了他。
The other disciples stood at a distance.
其他的门徒们都远远地站在一边。
Only John came near the cross.
只有约翰走到十字架的旁边。
The women who went to the tomb on Sunday morning fully expected to find a dead body there.
那些去坟墓的那些妇女们，她们真的是期待着看到的有一个死的身体在那里。
The two disciples that Jesus met on the road to Emmaus were walking away from Jerusalem.
那两个主耶稣在以马忤的路上所遇到的门徒们，他们在那个时候是离开耶路撒冷了。
Their faith was buried with the corpse of their master.
他们的信心被他们主的那个细麻布给遮起来了。
And meanwhile, the disciples huddled in an upper room with the door locked for fear of the Jews.
另外也有一些的门徒们，他们在那个楼上的小屋里面彼此的拥抱，把门关起来。
That was the situation on Friday.
这个是在礼拜五晚上的门徒们的光景。
Now consider the scene a few weeks later.
那想一想。几个星期以后，
the same disciples now boldly stand in the temple courts.
同样的，这些的门徒们，他们站在院子的当中，
preaching that Jesus Christ is Lord.
他在那里宣告说主耶稣已经复活了，
preaching that Jesus has come back from the dead.
他们在那里宣告说耶稣已经从死里起来了，
and that only by repentance and faith.Can anyone be saved?
任何的人只有悔改才能够得救。
What changed these cowardly men and women into flaming evangelists?
是什么改变了这些曾经那样害怕的这些门徒们，成为那一个壮胆的一个主的那个传道的人？
Flaming evangelists who shook their world with the message of the gospel.
是什么让他们的这样的那个带着火一样的激情的那个福音能够传到世界上？
There is only one credible explanation for such a radical change.
只有一个是有效的证据能够来证明他们为什么会改变的。
They had seen the risen Lord.
那就是他们已经看见了那一位复活的主。
They had a personal encounter with the risen Lord.
他们已经有个人与那一位复活的主个人的经历。
And the risen Lord had changed them forever.
那复活的主就一改变了他们，永远的改变了他们。
As word spread from one person to another,
当这些话从一个人传到另一个人的时候，
they began to shout the good news. He's alive. He's alive.
他们开始在那里大声的宣告说，他是复活了，他已经活了。
If all this does not convince you, let me raise one final point.
如果这些所有这些还不能够说服你的话，让我来再读一下。
For 2,000 years, no one has produced a convincing answer to the question, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, what happened to his body?
2,000 年来，没有一个人能够回答这个的问题，那就是如果耶稣没有复活的话，那他的身体到底在哪里？
Friends, this is the ultimate unanswered question.
朋友们，这是一个最终的一个没有办法回答的问题。
Where is the body of Jesus?
耶稣的身体在哪里？
No one throughout 2,000 years of history has provided a credible answer.
在2000年的历史当中，人类的历史当中，没有一个人能够给出一个很有力的回答。
And I can tell you that no one ever will be in the future.
我今天可以告诉你，就是在将来也没有一个人能够提供一个有效的回答。
This morning we join with Christians around the world.
今天早上我们跟世界上所有的基督徒们在一起，
to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
来纪念那一位从死里复活的主。
We stand in a long line of believers who proclaim.
我们站在这些很长的一队的基督徒的当中来宣告。
They proclaim with the angel, He is not here, for He is risen, just as He said.
那就好像天使在那里说，他不在这里，他已经复活了。
I've only given you a fraction of the evidence for the resurrection of Christ.
我刚才说给你的这些证据们只是冰山一角。
There is certainly much more proof than we can give.
在那外面还在那里还有很多的证据是我们能够给你的。
When all these evidences are fairly examined with an open mind,
当你用一个开放的一个头脑来看这些证据的话，
the only possible conclusion is that Jesus Christ rose from the dead on that first Easter Sunday morning.
那这个你就只能够达出一个的答案，那就是耶稣基督实在是在那一个第一个复活节升天复活了。
If Jesus is still dead, then our faith is in vain.
如果耶稣今天仍然是死的话，我们的信心就是虚空的。
A dead Jesus cannot save anyone.
一个死的耶稣不能够拯救任何人。
The bodily resurrection of Christ lies at the core of Christianity.
这个耶稣基督身体的复活是我们基督教信仰的一个核心。
If that was not true, then everything else we believe is also false, and we have been completely deceived.
如果这个不是真实的话，我们所相信的其他所有的一切都是假的，那我们是被完全的欺骗了。
Everything we believe stands or falls on the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们所有一切所信的都是在这个耶稣基督复活的这个根基上面。
You must believe this in order to be a Christian.
你必须要相信才能够成为一个基督徒。
If you do not believe in the resurrection of Christ, then you are not a Christian.
如果你不相信耶稣基督的复活，那你就不是一个真的基督徒。
No matter what you call yourself.
不管你自己称你自己是怎样一个人。
That's the first fact that Jesus rose from the grave.
啊，这是第一个的事实，就是耶稣从死里复活。
And the second thing that I would like to share with you this morning,
那第二个我要跟大家分享的是
which is equally important,
啊，是有同样的重要
is that Jesus is coming again.
那就是耶稣是要再来。
Not only did Jesus rise from the grave, but he's coming again.
主耶稣不单单是从坟墓里复活，他还要再来。
In John 14, he says, I go to prepare a place for you.
在约翰福音第十四章那里他说我要去为你们预备地方。
And if I go and prepare a place for you,
我若去为你们预备了地方
I will come again and receive you to myself,
就必再来接你们到我那里去。
That where I am, there you may be also.
我在哪里叫你们也在哪里。
Again in Revelation 22 verse 12, Jesus says, Behold, I come quickly.
在同样在启示录第二十二章十二节那里耶稣也说看哪、啊、我必快来。
The story is told of a fresh new preacher.
这是说到有一个刚刚开始出来传道的人。
He just graduated from college and was quite nervous on his first preaching assignment.
他刚刚从学校里面毕业，所以在第一次出来传道他心里面很紧张。
And he was preaching on the second coming of Christ.
他要讲关于那个耶稣再来的，耶稣基督再来的事。
And as he was preaching from the pulpit, suddenly his mind went blank.
当他站在那个台上，讲的时候，他的头脑突然一片空白。
And in college, he was taught that in case your mind goes blank, just repeat.The last sentence you did, and that will jolt your memory.
在这个学校里面，他老师这样教他说：如果你传道的时候脑子突然空白的话，你就只要想到你刚才最后所说的那一句话，那这个当时只是一个笑话而已。
His last words were, "Behold, I come quickly."
当时他所讲的最后的一句话就是：看哪、啊，我必快来。
He mentioned it the second time. He banged the pulpit and said, Behold, I come quickly.
所以当他第二次这样重复的时候，他就敲了那个讲台，他说，看哪、啊，我必快来。
But still, his mind was blank.
仍然他的脑子还是一片空白。
So this time he was a bit flustered. He went back and ran towards the pulpit and gave it another bang and said, Behold, I come quickly the third time.
这一次他是有一点灰心了，他就再一次从后面跑到讲台前面， 再次敲那个讲台说，看哪、啊、我必快来。
Unfortunately, the pulpit was a bit old, so it broke, and he fell right into the lap of an old woman who was seated right in the first pew.
但是不幸的是，这个讲台是比较老旧了，所以当他这样用力敲的时候，这个讲台破了，掉下碎掉了，就砸在坐在前面的一个老的年老的基督徒的身上。
He was very embarrassed and profusely apologized to this little old lady.
所以他实在是很糟糕了，他就一直不断的跟那位年老的姐妹道歉。
But the lady turned around to him and said,
但是这个姊妹转过来跟他说
，Pastor, it's not your fault.
他说，牧师啊，这不是你的错。
I should have moved away because you warned me 3 times you are coming.
对，他说我其实应该离开这个地方的，因为你已经3次警告我，我要来了。
Friends, Jesus is coming again, and we are told in the Bible more than 3 times.
朋友们，耶稣要再来，圣经中不止3次的告诉我们他要再来。
Besides the Gospels, there are at least 44 verses in the Bible that speak clearly.About the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
在圣经中，除了福音书之外，在其他的地方至少有44次说到耶稣的再来。
When he comes, the dead in Christ will be raised to newness of life.
所以当他再来的时候，就是基督要新的出现。
And those who are alive will be caught up with him.
那些已经睡了的要被提起来。
To live with him forever.
要与他同活直到永远。
Where there is no more pain, no more suffering.
在那里就不再有痛苦，不再有眼泪。
No more sorrow.
不再有忧伤。
The question I would like to ask you this morning.
今天早上我要问你的问题是
：Are you ready for His coming?
你有没有准备好他的再来
？The Bible tells us that He's going to come like a thief in the night.
圣经告诉我们说，他来的时候好像贼一样。
You know, a thief doesn't warn you that he is coming.
你知道这个贼他不会事先告诉你他要来的。
Because if he does, you'll be waiting for him.
因为不然的话，他告诉你的话，你就会等他。
And in the same way, Jesus shall come back again to receive us like a thief in the night.
同样的，耶稣好像来的再来的时候，也要这样的来提接我们。
Are you prepared if Jesus comes today?
如果耶稣今天来的时候，你有没有准备好
？If not. You have a chance today.
如果你还没有准备好的话，你今天还有机会。
Right now, today, you can accept Him as your Lord and Savior.
今天你就能够被主接受。
First of all, you need to acknowledge that you are a sinner.
首先，你要接受主的话，第一，首先要做的就是你要承认你是一个罪人。
Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned." And fallen short of the glory of God.
罗马书3:23那里告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
You may say, I'm not a murderer, I've not committed theft, I've not done anything. How can I be a sinner?
你也许说我不是一个杀人犯，我从来没有做过任何犯法的事，我怎么可能是一个罪人？
We are all born with this ugly disease called sin.
我们都是出生的时候就带着这一个极其污秽的那一个的罪，那个病，那就是罪。
When Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden,
当亚当在伊甸园中犯罪的时候
，A loving God could not have fellowship with him.
那一位爱的神不能够再与他相交。
Sin entered humanity.
人罪就开始进入人类。
And ever since, everyone that is born into this world is a sinner.
从那以后。每一个生在世上的人都是一个罪人。
You cannot go to a surgeon and say, "Look, can I have my sin operated like any other disease?"
你不能够去见一个外科医生说，请你把我的罪从我身上拿掉，好像其他的病一样。
Only Jesus is able to remove that sin of yours.
只有耶稣才能够把你身上的这个罪给挪去。
Secondly, the penalty for sin is death.
第二，罪的那个代价就是死。
Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death.
在罗马书第6章那里说到，罪的工价就是死。
And the glorious message of Easter is that God paid the penalty of sin for you and for me.
在复活节那个最荣耀的信息就是耶稣基督已经为你的罪为我的罪付了代价。
When he allowed his only begotten son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to die on Calvary's cross as a criminal.
当神让他自己独生的儿子在那个十字架上被钉死好像是罪人的时候。
He died taking your sin and mine on his own body.
他把你的罪和我的罪都担在他的身上了。
He rose victorious from the grave.
他从坟墓里荣耀的复活。
And is now,
得胜的复活。
And is now inviting you to come to him for forgiveness.
他现在邀请你来到他的面前来得着赦免。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价就是死。
But the verse goes on. But the gift of God is eternal life.
但是接下去所说的就是那神所给我们的恩典就是一个永生。
God is offering you this gift of his son to you today.
所以今天神就把他自己独生的儿子给你作为一个礼物。
In Isaiah 1:18 we read, Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord.
在以赛亚书，在以赛亚书啊、第一章第十八节那里这样说道
：Though your sins are scarlet, they shall be like wool。
耶稣说啊、你们的罪虽像朱红，必变成雪白。
And Revelation 3:20 we read, Behold, I stand at the door and knock。
在启示录啊、第三章那里说道。看啊，我在门外叩门。
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
若有人听见我的声音开门的话，
I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me.
我就要进来与你们一同坐席。
Friends, Jesus is offering you forgiveness of sin.
朋友们，今天耶稣给你的是一个要赦免你的。
In 1 John 1:18 we read,If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
在约翰一书第一章那里说到，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Jesus is offering you fellowship with God.
耶稣要给你，让你能够与神相交。
Ephesians 2:13.
以弗所书第二章第十三节那里说道。
But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
在以弗所书第三章那里。
Ephesians
2:13. 以弗所书第二章。第十三节那里说到，你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得清净了。
Jesus is offering you assurance of salvation.
耶稣在这里给你一个救恩的一个确据。
John 3:36.
在约翰福音三章十六节那里说
，He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life.
那就信他儿子的就有永生。
And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life.
啊，那就不信的必要定罪。
But the wrath of God abideth in him.
那就是神的愤怒要临到他。
Fourthly, he is offering to you everlasting life.
第四，主耶稣今天在这里也要给你一个永远的生命。
John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节说
，God so loved the world.
神爱世人
that he gave his only begotten son,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
that whoever believes in him,
叫一切信他的
should not perish, but have eternal life,
不至灭亡反得永生
Jesus is offering you family relationship with God,
神在这里、耶稣在这里给你一个好与神相交好像在一个家里面的这个相交
John 1:12.
约翰福音第一章第十二节那里说道
But as many as received him,
凡接待他的
to them gave he power,
就是信他名的人 to become, 他就赐他们权柄
to become the children of God,
做神的儿女
even to them that believe on his name.
给那些信他名的人
Yes, you can become a child of God, sons and daughters of the living God today.
是的，你今天就能够成为神的儿子。
He's offering you peace.
他给你平安。
We saw in our reading to the frightened disciples, he said twice in John 20, 19 and 21, Peace be with you.
刚才在我们刚才所读的约翰福音二十章那里，耶稣在那里两次说，我将平安赐给你们。
And Jesus is offering that peace to you.
今天耶稣也将这个平安赐给你。
Imagine the effect if Jesus were to come into your life saying, Peace.
你想想，如果今天耶稣在你的生命当中对你说，愿你平安。
Imagine Jesus coming into your home to heal the conflict between you and your wife.
你想想，如果今天耶稣到你的家中来解决你和你太太之间的争吵。
Between you and your husband.
也解决你跟你丈夫之间的隔阂。
Between you and your children,
解决你跟你儿女中间的间隔
or between you and your parents,
或者解决你跟你父母之间的间隔。
Imagine Jesus coming into your place of work,
想一想，假设如果耶稣到你工作的地方
to heal the conflict between you and your boss,
能够来解决你跟你老板之间的问题
between you and your fellow workers,
来解决你跟你同事们之间的问题。
Imagine Jesus coming into your hospital room.
你假设你想一想，如果耶稣今天到你这个病床的旁边
，the place where you hear reports of life and death.
在医院的里面，你常常听到生命和死亡
，the place where life and death are in the hands of someone else.
这个生命和死亡在医院里面是在别人的手中
，the lonely place where you struggle with life and death.
在那个孤单的地方，你在那里在死亡和生命中间挣扎。
Imagine Christ coming into your bedroom at 3 o'clock in the morning.
你想一想，如果耶稣来到你的睡房，在早上三点钟的时候
，When you are awakened and having an intense struggle.
当你在那里没有办法入睡，因为你在那里挣扎的时候
，Imagine Christ coming into the darkest moments of your life.
想如果耶稣在你生命当中最黑暗的时刻出现的时候
，In your home, your workplace, your hospital, or wherever.
在你的家中，在你的工作场所，在医院里面，不管在哪里
，coming to bring you peace，
来带给你平安。
Friends, Jesus Christ rose from the grave。
朋友们，耶稣已经从坟墓里复活了。
On that first Easter Sunday，
在那一个第一个的复活节的早上。
And millions of people in here all over the world have accepted him as their Lord and Savior。
在今天在世界上有成千上百万的人，他们已经接受了耶稣做他们的救主。
Millions of people can testify that their sins have been washed away.
成千上百万的人，他们能够在那里见证说他们的罪已经被洗净了。
They have become sons and daughters of the living God.
他们在那里宣告说他们已经成为神的儿子了。
They are experiencing his joy, his love, his peace.
他们在那里做见证说他们经历了那一个的爱，那一个的平安和喜乐。
And assured of eternal life.
他们也在那里见证说他们有确据的把握，他们有永生。
And friends, he can do that for you today.
朋友们，他今天也能够同样在你身上做这个工作。
Will you open your eyes to see him?
你会不会打开你的眼睛来看到他？
Will you open your ears to hear him?
你会不会打开你的耳朵来听他的声音？
Will you open your hearts to receive him?
你会不会敞开你的心来接受他？
The good news of the Easter message is that Jesus can open your eyes to spiritual reality.
这个复活节的这个福音呢，就是耶稣能够打开你的眼睛，看见这个属灵的事实。
He can forgive your sinful rebellion.
他能够赦免你那一个的悖逆。
He can dissipate your fear.
他能够将你的恐惧给除去。
Fear of whatever happens after you die.
你那一个恐惧就是你不知道你死了之后会怎样。
He can give you life to the fullest right now.
他现在就能够把你的生命变成更加的丰富。
All you need to do is to turn to him as Savior and Lord.
你所要做的就是 转向他，来接受他做你的救主。
Romans 10 verse 9 to 10 puts it this way，
罗马书第十章第九到第十节那里说到，
If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord，
如果你口里承认耶稣是主，
And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead，
心里信神叫他从死里复活，
You shall be saved，
就必得救。
What better way to celebrate Easter，
还有什么比这个更好的来庆祝复活节呢？
Than to accept the new life Jesus offers today，
那就是来接受耶稣今天要给你的这个新的生命。
Trust him as your savior，
来信靠他做你的救主。
Surrender your will to him as Lord，
将你的自己完全放下，降服在他的面前。
Then you will know the thrill，
你就会有那一个的喜乐。
The joy and the security，
那个喜乐和那一个的安全感。
Of the resurrected Jesus Christ living inside you，
那就是那一位复活的基督活在你的里面。
Let's bow our heads，
让我们低头。
We just want to give an opportunity for those who may not know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior this morning。
我们现在要给那些今天在我们中间还没有接受主耶稣做他们救主的这些福音朋友们一个的机会。
If you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior，
如果你要接受主做你自己耶稣做你的主和救主，
Just repeat this simple prayer in your silently in your own heart。
就是在你的心中这样默默的祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus，
亲爱的主耶稣，
Thank you for dying for me at the cross of Calvary，
谢谢你在十字架上为我死。
I confess that I have sinned against you，
我承认我犯罪得罪你。
I accept you as my Lord and Savior，
我接受你做我的主救主。
Please come into my heart，
请进入我的心。
And wash and cleanse me，
洗净我。
From all my sin，
洗净我身上所有一切的罪。
While our heads are still bowed， if you have whispered that prayer in your heart，
当我们还这样低头的时候，如果你刚才在你的心中有这样默默祷告的话，
If you would like to accept Jesus as your Savior today，
如果你今天就要接受主耶稣做你救主。
While no one is looking around, could you please slip up your right hand so that we could pray for you？
当没有人看你的时候，请你把你的右手举起来，所以让我们可以为你祷告。
Whether you're young or old, it doesn't matter。
不管你是年轻的还是年长的，都不要紧。
Raise up your hand so that we can pray for you。
请把你的手举起来，我们可以为你祷告。
Is there anyone who wants to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior？
有没有人愿意接受？举手。
Please
请举手。感谢主，请把手放下。
Any others would like to join our sister there？
还没有其他的人愿意举手？
Thank you。
谢谢，请把手放下。
Anyone else who wants
还有没有
accept Jesus？ Thank you, brother。
还有没有人愿意接受？
Thank you。
谢谢，请把手放下。
Anyone else？
还有没有其他的人？
The Bible says that today is the acceptable time。
圣经说今天就是悦纳的时候。
We are not guaranteed of another day，
我们没有办法能够保证我们还会有另外一天。
Jesus may come at any moment，
耶稣也许就在任何的时候就会来。
Will you be ready？
你会不会预备好？
Is there anyone else？
还有没有其他的人愿意？
Please raise your hand，
请把你的手举起来。
Let's pray。
请我们祷告。
Eternal God, our loving Heavenly Father，
我们天上的父，我们爱我们的神。
We thank you that you rose from the grave，
我们谢谢你，因为你从坟墓里复活了。
Today we serve a risen Savior，
今天我们是侍奉那一位活的主。
Thank you, dear Father, that when you died on Calvary's cross， you took our sins on your own body，
主，我们谢谢你，当你在十字架上被钉死的时候，你把我们的罪都带走了。
We thank you for millions of people around the world，
我们为坐在世上成千上百万的人感谢你。
Who can testify that they are your children，
这些人能够来宣告说他们实在是你的儿女。
Lord， we pray for those who have indicated that they would like to accept you this morning.
主，我们为着那些刚才举手决志说他们愿意接受你的，今天早上就接受你的人。
Please give them the strength.
给他们能力。
The courage.
给他们勇气。
To plod on.
能够让他们往前去。
To study your word and to serve you.
能够来读你的话，能够来服侍你。
To grow in you.
能够在你的里面被成长。
And to be used of you mightily.
也能够被你大大的使用。
For those here, dear Father, who have not accepted you as your Lord and Savior.
主，为着那些今天还没有接受你做他们救主的人。
Give them no peace till they find peace in you.
求你也给他们平安，让他们在平安中能够遇见你。
Bless us, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray.
求你祝福我们每一个人，奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
If you have raised your hands, or if you did not raise your hand, you would like to accept Jesus as your Savior.